Learn more at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Partly sunny and breezy today, not as warm with highs in the lower 70s. Temperatures will fall into the upper 60s this afternoon. It's 66 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum. Membership at the museum includes reciprocal entry to over 200 museums and science centers across the country. Membership information available at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, researchers have uncovered the oldest known recording of a whale song. Turns out, the ocean is a lot noisier than you might think. That story coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday here on Kansas Public Radio. Partly sunny and breezy today, not as warm with highs in the lower 70s, and then temperatures will start falling into the upper 50s this afternoon. Northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. They'll shift to the north this afternoon and gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy this evening, then clearing overnight with much cooler temperatures, lows in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, then becoming mostly cloudy, much cooler tomorrow with highs in the mid-50s. It's 67 degrees in Atchison, 68 here in Lawrence, 65 in Manhattan, 68 degrees in Topeka. You are listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring
Silver Screen. On All Things Considered, from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Check out the KPR app for Android and Apple. It's free at your app store, and you can take Kansas Public Radio with you everywhere you go.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges through the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at casalvks.org.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning. What's for breakfast today? I know what's for breakfast on Friday. It's KPR's Power Breakfast, when our spring membership drive kicks off with a dollar-for-dollar match. That means your pledge will go double. KPR's Power Breakfast is Friday morning from 7 o'clock to 8:30 on Kansas Public Radio. Hope you'll join us for breakfast.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
Partly sunny and windy today. Not as warm with temperatures in the lower 70s. They'll drop into the upper 60s this afternoon.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away, followed by news from the KPR newsroom. All that and more coming up as Weekend Edition Sunday continues on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Later this morning, join us for Prairie Journal. It's a conversation with Kansas Poet Laureate Tracy Brimhall. And we'll have another installment of our Kansas 250 bookshelf series. That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock this morning on KPR.
On Saturday. It also happened this past Monday and earlier this month. The Caribbean island's infrastructure has been crippled after Donald Trump cut off Venezuelan oil shipments to Cuba and threatened tariffs on any country that it provides fuel. Reports suggest multiple tankers carrying Russian fuel are en route to Cuba, the first due to arrive Monday. Mexico has also indicated it is trying to find ways to resume selling oil to Cuba after stopping earlier this year due to U.S. pressure. For NPR News, I'm Katie Silver in Mexico City.
This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. New record high temperatures were set across the state yesterday. The National Weather Service reports that Topeka hit 95 degrees, Manhattan 96, Lawrence 94, and Kansas City 93 yesterday afternoon, which broke previous records set in the early 1900s. Emporia may have set a new record as well, but records only go back to 1997 for that city. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for much of Kansas and Oklahoma. Unseasonably warm temperatures, gusty winds, and dry conditions are making dangerous fire conditions. The National Weather Service warns against outdoor burning as fires may catch and spread quickly. A wind advisory is also in effect for parts of the state, with wind gusts up to 45 and 50 miles per hour expected today. The 17th-ranked Kansas Jayhawks will take on 10th-ranked St. John's this afternoon in the second round of the NCAA tournament. St. John's entered the tournament with wins in 19 of their previous 20 games, then handily beat Northern Iowa in the first round on Friday. KU coach Bill Self says he's surprised that St. John's is a number 5 seed.
I thought that they deserved to be higher than the seed that they were. Yeah, there's not too many teams that play in a good league that win 19 out of 20 and are a 5 seed. I think they're great.
With Rick Pitino at courtside for St. John's, the game features two Hall of Fame head coaches, each with two national titles to their credit. Tip-off is set for 4:15 and will be televised on CBS. And in the second round of the WBIT, the KU women host Rice at 5:30 today. KU is a number 2 seed in the WBIT. The K-State women host the California Golden Bears at 6 p.m. today. K-State is also a number 2 seed. Partly sunny and breezy for today with slightly cooler temperatures, highs in the lower 70s, and then those temperatures will start falling into the upper 60s this afternoon. Winds from the northwest 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 40 miles per hour today. It's 68 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. NPR seems to be having some technical difficulties. Stand by.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. That's what you get with live radio. Sometimes things happen. NPR seems like they've figured things out, but we've got more Weekend Edition Sunday ahead here on KPR.
So
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, now hosting events from 25 to 400 at an expanded downtown location, offering both full-service wedding event planning and hosting, as well as catering to weddings off-site. Venue information online at Maselli's.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, baseball hitters are on a quest for power, but that quest comes at a cost. We'll hear from orthopedic surgeon Dr. Thomas DeLiberti about baseball players suffering injuries. That story just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Kansas Public Radio's spring membership drive starts Friday morning, and you can be a part of our Power Breakfast. Your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar, so you can double the value of your pledge. Save the date, Friday morning from 7 o'clock to 8:30 for KPR's Power Breakfast.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting Mixmaster Music Conference, offering panel discussions, production workshops, and more Sunday, March 29th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Lawrence Public Library. Information at mixmaster2026.com.
We've got a mix of partly sunny and partly cloudy skies today. Not as warm. Highs in the upper 70s. They'll start dropping into the upper 60s this afternoon. It's 69 degrees in Atchison, 64 in Emporia, 68 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Charles Schwab, offering investors choice.
This is NPR News.
Oil prices have skyrocketed since the Iran war began, with shipping largely stopped in the Strait of Hormuz. But another industry in U.S. Gulf states faces a similar reality.
If you had sat us down before and said, hey, I want you to think of the nightmare scenario for fertilizer, what would it be? It would be this exact event during this exact time of year.
How that will impact the food supply and your next grocery bill. That's on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock. Your hosts, Leila Fadel, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Imagine waking up in a spaceship with no idea how you got there. That's the premise of the new film, Project Hail Mary. We'll hear from its directors coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me later today for Prairie Journal. Today on Prairie Journal, we hear from Kansas Poet Laureate Tracy Brimhall and the connection between poetry and food.
When I would write about flavor, I would start thinking about smell of like, what is that smell? How do you describe that when like the onions hit the butter in the pan? And then once I was doing that, I started thinking about texture and feeling and like that papery outside of the garlic bulb and like the slickness of the clove on the inside. And then I'd start thinking about the colors of bell peppers being, you know, chopped up and organized in little bowls. And I realized I could describe everything just by thinking about dinner.
Kansas Poet Laureate Tracy Brimhall and our Kansas 250 Bookshelf series continues on Prairie Journal. That's at 11 o'clock this morning on KPR1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR2.
Support for NPR comes from this station. Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. From Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU, HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH, HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR, just a minute and a half away, followed by news from the KPR newsroom. That's all ahead here on KPR. Then stay with us for This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Bill T. Jones, Arnie Zane Company, a group that has shaped contemporary dance over the last 40 years. Tuesday, March 31st, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Partly sunny and breezy. Highs today in the lower 70s, and then temperatures will drop into the upper 60s this afternoon. It's 71 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Has reignited Britain's cost of living crisis just ahead of local elections in early May, when Keir Starmer's struggling Labour Party had been hoping to emphasize the improving economy. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
Cuba is without electricity after its power grid collapsed again. State officials are reporting a nationwide blackout, the second in a week. This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Unseasonably warm temperatures set new record highs across the state yesterday. The National Weather Service reports that Topeka hit 95 degrees, Manhattan 96, Lawrence 94, and Kansas City 93 degrees yesterday afternoon, which broke previous records set in the early 1900s. Emporia may have set a new record as well, but records only go back to 1997 for that city. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for much of Kansas and Oklahoma. Unseasonably warm temperatures, gusty winds, and dry conditions are making dangerous fire conditions. The National Weather Service warns against outdoor burning as fires may catch and spread quickly. A wind advisory is also in effect for parts of the state, with wind gusts up to 45 and 50 miles per hour expected. Governor Laura Kelly issued a verbal declaration in preparation for potential wildfires. The disaster declaration makes resources available to support local fire departments and other first responders. The 17th-ranked Kansas Jayhawks will take on 10th-ranked St. John's this afternoon in the second round of the NCAA tournament. St. John's entered the tournament with wins in 19 of their previous 20 games. KU coach Bill Self says he's surprised that St. John's is a number 5 seed.
I thought that they deserved to be higher than the seed that they were. Yeah, there's not too many teams that play in a good league that win 19 out of 20 and are a 5 seed. I think they're great.
With Rick Pitino at courtside for St. John's, the game features two Hall of Fame head coaches, each with two national titles to their credit. Tip-off is set for 4:15. In the second round of the WBIT, the KU women host Rice at 5:30 today. Kansas State women host California at 6 o'clock today. KU and K-State are both number 2 seeds in the WBIT. Partly sunny and breezy today, not as warm as highs in the lower 70s, and then temperatures falling into the lower 60s this afternoon. It's 72 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Weekend Edition is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station.
You're listening to NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News and Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. That's just ahead at 9:40 this morning on Kansas Public Radio. We're keeping an eye on the weather. A red flag warning is in effect for much of the KPR listening area until 7 o'clock this evening. That includes Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Lyon, Riley, Shawnee, and Waubonsie counties. A wind advisory will take effect this afternoon for Clay, Cloud, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties with wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour expected. A wind advisory will take effect at 4 o'clock this afternoon for Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, and Waubonsie counties. A windy and warm day, although not as hot as yesterday, thankfully. We were expecting high temperatures in the lower 70s. We're almost there right now. And then temperatures will start falling into the upper 60s this afternoon. Wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour. It's 69 in Emporia, 74 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting Mixmaster Music.
A room full of people who are enjoying it.
I'm Adrian Ma. We're dishing out the best recs for films you gotta see on the silver screen. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Natural History Museum, hosting the 5th Annual Celebration of Women in Science, featuring hands-on experiments with scientists, Saturday, March 28th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Then stay with us here on KPR One for the Moth Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock. And on KPR Two, it's This American Life. That's all ahead in just 20 minutes at 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Partly sunny and windy today, not as warm, with highs in the lower 70s. Temperatures will start falling into the upper 60s this afternoon. Much cooler temperatures for tomorrow, with highs only in the mid-50s. It's 71 degrees in Emporia, 72 in Lawrence, 63 in Manhattan. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing...
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Partly sunny and windy today. Highs in the lower 70s and then falling into the upper 60s this afternoon. Windy conditions with winds from the northwest 20 to 25 miles per hour. They'll shift to the north this afternoon as temperatures fall. Gusts up to 40 miles per hour today. It's 72 in Topeka, 63 in Manhattan, 72 here in Lawrence. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
From LAist and APM American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm Jen Largis. The truth about luxury paint. Before you open your wallet, make sure you know what's inside the can.
Not everything that comes across my lab passes testing. Quite a few fail and have to be reformulated by the manufacturer so that they can try again.
CNN anchor Jake Tapper's job requires him to absorb the chaos of the world. So he bought a remote A-frame cabin to escape the mayhem.
We were looking for a refuge, a place we could go and be outdoors and be away from the troubles of the world.
This Old House's landscape contractor, Jen Nawada, is here to tell you how to create a truly biodiverse yard, wherever you call home. All of this, plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. Coming up next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The Trump administration is planning to send ICE officers to airports tomorrow.